This is a Suno India production, and you're listening to the Suno India Show.
I went to the Nehru Zoological Park of Hyderabad a couple of weeks ago. The line outside the ticket counter was short, perhaps reflective of the times. It opened only in the early October after being shut for 7 months since March. The parking space seemed largely unoccupied during my recent visit. Usually, one would have to plan and arrive early just to find a parking spot. Right at the entrance, we all had to dip our feet into a small pool of icky pale yellow disinfectant liquid. At the entrance, I found some small group of families who had arrived at the zoo with home-cooked food, kids eager to enter the zoo, photographers, and some couples. I found most of them masked. As someone who has lived in Hyderabad for over 5 years now, the zoo became my go-to place for long walks and bird watching. The visits always give me new things to talk about with the kids in the family. I am Aisha Minhas, and you are listening to the Suno India Show. During the lockdown, there were many videos from different zoos which showed that the animals had a great time during the lockdowns in different cities of the world. I wanted to see how the animals in the Hyderabad Zoo were doing. I met Kshitija, the zoo curator. She is very proud of her zoo and her job.
Hyderabad Zoo is spread in around 380 acres, and we have got around 1800 animals belonging to 191 species. So we have quite large number of birds. Then all the mammals put together, we have got quite good collection. Around 40 plus big cats we have. And also our reptile collection also is very good. Apart from the animals which are in captivity, we have free-ranging animals like the herbivore spotted deer. Then we have lots of birds like peacocks, ibis, storks, which are free-ranging, which are there in the lake, present in the zoo. Many birds are nesting on the lake. Then we also have these free-ranging spotted deer, which are there very much prevalent outside the enclosures. So, we can say all put together, we have around 2,200 plus animals within these four walls. So, zoo is a 24-hour job. You can't say that I need my 6-hour sleep or 8-hour sleep, I need my sleep. You'll have to be alert always. You cannot switch off your WhatsApp or your phones or anything. You need to be available 24 hours for the staff so that anything happens, immediately you should react. So, even if you go home, part of the mind is here only. That's what, wherever you are, even if you are on a holiday, you have to keep on thinking about zoo. So, zoo is such a place where you have to carry, till you are working here, you have to carry it with you, in your thoughts or in your actions.
Kshitija told me that the footfall of visitors has come down significantly. The zoo used to have about 5,000 visitors on slow weekdays to over 25,000 during occasions such as New Year. With far fewer visitors, the zoo staff found more time for the most important assets in the zoo, the animals. During the days leading up to the lockdown, the zoo administration bought 2 months' worth of non-perishable food for the animals and issued passes for those who had to take care of them. This, apart from buying sanitation materials for the zoo, of course. In the beginning of the lockdown, the zoo staff started noticing changes in the behavior of animals. Different kinds of animals reacted differently to the lack of visitors.
This lockdown period helped us in enjoying few things which we normally don't, and also to observe keenly the behavior of these animals, the newborns. So we did lot of documentation on behavior of animals, how their daily activity has changed without visitors and all. Just for our own interest, we started observing them. And we observed that primates, when we go in a group, primates, they become very active. When we go in groups, the primates become very active. Maybe they are used to seeing children or people in groups because they are also a bit social like us. So, that is one change we observe. The giraffes, mostly bears. They are normally active when they see us, and white tiger particularly. But there are a few who are not, affected without visitors and all. Maybe we could not analyze their behavior, but these are the main animals which we could identify that they really are waiting for visitors and all. So.
While some animals appear to be longing for the visitors, others calm down considerably.
I think when the zoo is open, animals, public used to see the animals and they used to sometimes tease because they want to show some item on that, some small things. So on that time, animals' behavior will be quite different. When the lockdown is there, animals really very calm down and nothing is stressful except animal keepers and the veterinarian. Nobody used to go to the animals. So timely schedule, as per schedule, we will do all the sanitizer measures, protection, vaccination, deworming, and everything we will do. But because of that lockdown period, very lucky for sometimes because we have given much more birth in this period also.
That was zoo vet M.A. Hakim. The zookeepers, vet, and the rest of the team have so far recorded behavioral patterns such as walking, sleeping, eating, and stretching. Kshitija said that the zoo will try to get experts to analyze the data related to the change in the behavioral pattern of animals during the lockdown.
So there are different mobility movements, there are resting movements, there are then other physiological activities like eating, then defecation and also the animal, how much time it spends on each activity, we have collected the data. It's sort of a base survey. Whole day we don't do it, on frequent intervals, concentrating on one animal in a group in herbivores, if they are carnivores, on single animal whole day. So like that we observed and we took an average and then we recorded our observations. So that has to be compared with last year's data when visitors were there and similar study was done. We have the data, we are just waiting to analyze it, that's all.
During this time, around 50 animals were born in the zoo. The newborns in the zoo were a matter of pride for the zoo staff.
Truly speaking, lockdown period, we had quite a few additions to the zoo family. We have got a lioness giving birth to 2 cubs. We have a tigress giving birth to 3 cubs. Then we have a jackal. We had 6 pups from jackals. Then we had ostrich chicks. We had spoonbill chicks. We had saurus crane chicks. So there was a continuous addition to the zoo family. Maybe because of the lockdown and because zoo was close to the visitors, we were very much able to enjoy the all these new births, actually newborns and new births. Otherwise, our focus used to be divided on the visitors and the animals. But because visitors were not there and all, we normally shift them to off-display areas, and we tie gunny cloth around so that the animals don't get disturbed during breeding season and all. So now we just tied these gunny bags at the outer enclosure only, because if any work is getting done, they should not get affected. And the inner sanctum was kept open and they were quite happy, and all the animals gave birth, all the pregnant ones, they gave birth, and a few more breedings have become successful, which are yet to, the animals are yet to be born, but few breedings which we were trying for a long time, we were successful.
The zookeepers and the staff are still training the newly born animals and birds. They haven't yet put them in the enclosures open for public.
They are used to humans in small groups, like our tiger cubs. The thing is, they are still with their mothers, the cubs and all, they are still with their mothers. It will take some time for us to separate them from the mothers and some more time for us to put them on display. So now we are just training them to be separated from the mother. So still it will take some time for us to expose them to the visitors. So visitors also, we will not expose them directly. It will take 2 to 3 weeks for us to train them. We leave them for half an hour in the morning, early in the morning when there are 5-10 visitors in the enclosure. then we'll take them inside. So whenever we introduce newborn animals to the enclosures or to the visitors, we keep them only for half an hour, that too with one person completely observing them. Last year when we left, released the lion cubs into the enclosure, we took lot of precautions. And every day, prior to the actual release, we were training them for half an hour daily, releasing into the enclosure, then taking them back inside and all that. So, even after they were open to the visitors also, we just kept them for an hour each day. Like that, we slowly habituate them. We don't directly release them at once, and they're not exposed to so many people at a time.
The first-time mothers have to be handled with a lot of care.
It gives us a lot of fear how the mother reacts. Sometimes they tend to kill the babies, not the herbivores, particularly the carnivores. So we need to be very careful whether we need to observe whether the mother has that instinct to feed them, or whether it is alert or not, whether we need to separate the cubs. First time mothers, it's always tricky. Fortunately, last 6 months, three first time mothers, they gave birth, but all were taking very good care of the cubs and the fawns and calves.
The Nehru Zoological Park is known for its successful breeding, such as Asiatic lion, African lion, Royal Bengal tiger, and reptiles, among others. However, there's one conservation breeding center that has remained unsuccessful since 2010. The center established to breed the white-backed vulture. The white-backed vulture saw the most catastrophic decline in numbers due to the diclofenac traces in cattle carcasses. It's a critically endangered species, and conservation efforts are obviously crucial. Eggs were laid several times in the Hyderabad Zoo, but mostly never hatched. Of the two times that the eggs hatched, the chicks died. The officials are now trying to improve the breeding stock.
The thing is, vultures, what we find is the pairs we have, they have become a bit old. So we have requested permission for getting pairs from wild, from Maharashtra. The protocols and the processes are pending with Government of India. So once it is through, we'll get new pairs. Then we'll have to try again, because the pairs we have, they are breeding. Eggs are being laid, but normally they are unable to hatch. So there must be some problem with the breeding pair and all. So we're just waiting for those approvals to come to get new pairs.
As part of the action plan for vulture conservation in India starting in 2020, the Nehru Zoological Park, the Central Zoo Authority, Bombay Natural History Society, and Union Ministry of Environment and Forests will work in collaboration towards a new breeding project announced this month. In April, a tiger in New York's Bronx Zoo contracted COVID-19. This sent all the zoo authorities in a tizzy. As a precautionary measure, the Central Zoo Authority of India issued an advisory to closely monitor animals for any symptoms or abnormal behavior. Mohammed Ayub Kausar, a senior zookeeper, is posted at the enclosures which houses lions. Over the past 24 years, he has worked at almost all carnivorous enclosures. He's a self-professed lover of animals.
अभी जो लॉकडाउन हुआ था अपना कोरोना की वजह से, उसमें हमको सीखने को ये मिला है कि जानवर का बिहेवियर जिस तरीके से चेंज होता है, तो मॉर्निंग आवर्स जब हम आके देखें तो वो उसका अलग अंदाज रहता था। जब उसको फीड हम करते थे तो थोड़ा पहले जो टाइम रेगुलर हम इतने सालों से टाइमिंग पर करते थे, वो टाइमिंग से हट के थोड़ा पहले देने के से थोड़ा सा उसको चेंज होता है, चेंज हुआ उसके ऊपर ही हम लोग थोड़ा वो करते थे और हमारे ऑफिसर्स को बता देते कि ये चल रहा है, अच्छा है, सेहतमंद है। अगर उसमें किसी को भी वो रहा तो फौरी इंटीमेशन डॉक्टर साहब को दे दिए, डाउट होते ये ज़रा सुस्त दिख रहा है या ये, हम जैसे ही उसको खाने के लिए रखा है तो फौरी आके उसको खाया तो नो डाउट, थोड़ा सा वो लेट आ रहा है तो फौरी डॉक्टर को इतला दे दिए या हमारे साइड इंचार्ज को इतला दे दिए, तो वो लोग आके एक बार देख लेके हमारे को रिलैक्स हो जाता था वो लोग देखने के बाद।
द सेंट्रल जू अथॉरिटी गाइडलाइन सेड दैट द सैंपल्स ऑफ सस्पेक्ट केसेस शुड बी सेंट टू एनिमल हेल्थ इंस्टीट्यूट्स टू कंडक्ट कोविड-19 टेस्टिंग। The zoo vet M.A. Hakim said that it's very hard to collect vitals and samples from the animals, especially wild animals.
because domestic animals, they will allow the different treatment like dog, cats and pet animals, as well as sheep and goat. They can go directly, touch, carry, they can capture the animal, see the all the vital signs like pulse, respiration, temperature, and also we can collection of blood also very easy in the domestic animals. But in wild animals, very different. If you want to, even though you can't see the temperature also, except infrared or temperature, that may not give correct result also sometimes, because the animal will be movement, even though lion, tigers or any other animals. Second thing, if you want to collect the blood also, we have to go for tranquilization of the animal. Immobilization. Other again, immobilization means a risky part for a veterinarian. Sometimes without assessing the condition of the animal, if you go for immobilization, sometimes you may get bad results also. Because if animal having some internal infection or some liver problem, lung problem or whatever, liver, kidney problem, we don't know exactly. If you give the anesthesia directly, it is maybe some problematic also to the animal. And in human beings, before going the surgery or anesthesia, the doctor will take all the vital organs consideration. If it is clear only, he will go for surgery. Otherwise, he can't go. Because human beings will cooperative for the treatment, not like wild animals. Even though if you want to give a medicine, also very difficult. Sometimes you put a medicine in the water, it may not dig. Sometimes you want to give a tablet in the liver, it may not dig. Sometimes you have to give in the chicken, like that.
The zookeeper Muhammad Ayub said that they now spend the large part of the day with the animals, observing them, feeding them, and cleaning the enclosures to watch every aspect much more closely. The task list has increased manifold.
फिर वो ऐसी रोटेशन चलते चलते अब वो लॉकडाउन में ड्यूटी करने का हमको एक आदत बन गया था. अब हमारा भी प्रोफेशन हमारे को ऑफिसर दे रहे थे कि आप ग्लोव्स पहन के रहो, आप मास्क लगा के रहो, सैनिटाइजर कराते रहो, महीने में एक बार पूरा नाइट हाउस को सैनिटाइज कराना, फिर उसको बर्निंग करना, उसको चुना भी जो कली का चुना आता था वो भी दला के नाइट हाउसों में करे, जहाँ पर भी टाइल्स के नाइट हाउस थे उसको भी डेली वॉश करने का करे. फिर उसमें एक नया हमको क्या दिए बोले तो डेली मॉर्निंग में आके पानी को बॉईल करना, बॉईल करके पूरे फर्श पे डालना, फिर उसको क्लीन करना. फिर शाम में जब उसको बीफ रख रहे हैं खाने के लिए तो फिर एक बार वॉश करके फिर से अच्छा करके उनको रखना. पीने का पानी जब हम उनके पास गए तो जब भी फ्रेश पानी उनको देते थे पीने के लिए, ऐसा नहीं कि सुबह डाल दिए तो शाम तक रहना, बल्कि जब गए वो पुराना पानी निकालना फिर नया पानी. इस तरीके से पूरा काम चलते रहा और रेगुलर ड्यूटी आने का भी मज़ा आया, क्योंकि यहाँ पे थोड़ा हमारा भी ऑक्सीजन चेंज हो रहा था. हम जो बाहर रोड पे घर के पास जो पोल्यूशन हमको मिलता था वो पोल्यूशन से साफ़ होके हम यहाँ पे भी आए तो हमारे को भी साफ यहाँ पे अच्छा सा मिला था. हम लोग की भी सेहत अच्छी रहे और मैडम भी हमारे को पूरा यहाँ पे देते रहे हर चीज़, ग्लव्स दिए, मास्क दिए, सैनिटाइज़र दिए, हैंड वॉश दिए, अपने खुद के कपड़े धोने के लिए भी एक एक सर्फ की पैकेट देते थे कि डेली आप लोग इसको इसमें डाल दे के वॉश करके पहनो. फिर हमको वो ड्रेस भी देते थे. उसमें ही पूरा काम चलते रहा. पूरा जानवरों से तो हमारे को किसी तरह की तकलीफ नहीं हुई, क्योंकि पूरे जितने भी एनिमल्स थे पूरे अच्छे सेहतमंद रहे और उनको टाइम पे खाने को मिला, टाइम पे पीने के लिए दिए पानी, और जितना हो सका मैडम साफ पानी देने की बहुत कोशिश करें, बाहर से मंगाए, यहाँ पे फिल्टरों से दिए. और जो फीड आता था हमारे को यहाँ स्टोर पे भी डॉक्टर्स चेक करते थे, फिर हम जब फीड जहाँ पे डाल रहे हैं वहाँ पर भी डॉक्टर्स चेक करते थे. बाद हफ्ता ऐसा भी करे कि मैडम वेट करके डालो, उनका जो कैपेसिटी है वो कैपेसिटी में अपन डालना, ज़्यादा डाल देंगे तो भी कुछ हुआ तो प्रॉब्लम नहीं होना, बोल के वेट मशीन अभी ला के दिए. इस तरीके से कंट्रोल करते गए हर चीज़.
ड्यूरिंग द लॉकडाउन सम न्यूज़पेपर्स पब्लिश्ड आर्टिकल्स ऑन द ज़ू टॉकिंग अबाउट शॉर्टेज ऑफ द फंड्स. द ज़ू रिलाइज़ अ लॉट ऑन टिकटिंग रेवेन्यू. दे लॉस्ट अबाउट 11 क्रोर्स ड्यूरिंग द लॉकडाउन. Some concerned children reached out to the authorities after reading these articles. The zoo authorities even had a live interaction session with some of the school children.
But we had one live interaction session with school children. And surprisingly, all of them were asking, have you left the animals in the wild during lockdown? Who is taking care of the animals? Because it is lockdown, nobody can work. Then we told them, see, the option to work from home is not there with all the zoo employees. We have to come here and we have to take care of the animals. So entire lockdown, all our staff, they work relentlessly in spite of so many difficulties outside, not getting, there were restricted timings of availability of food, groceries and all. But somehow they managed, they all came here, they took care of the animals. We said, there is no option to leave all these animals in the wild. In fact, all of us, we worked during the lockdown. We took care of the animals and we feed them properly and all. Then they were asking about funds because no ticketing. How are you taking care of the animals? There was so much concern among kids and their mind. They had so many questions in their mind, how we are taking care of the animals and all. Then we assured them that all the animals are properly fed, they are well taken care of. And in spite of that, I see that many children are coming forward to adopt animals. The trend these days, I think only during lockdown we got 7-8 children adopting, I think 7-8 or more than 10 adopting animals. They were insisting their parents that we should adopt animals and we should take care of them and all that. So definitely there is positive approach towards adoption of animals because of the concerns they had for zoo during lockdown and all.
The zoo staffers are dedicated to animals. The huge losses due to the lockdown can't be undone just with adoption money. Still, the concern among the young seems to have comforted them.
Thank you for listening to this episode. You were listening to the Suno India Show. You can listen to more episodes on our website, sunoindia.in, or subscribe to this podcast on Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, JioSaavn, Spotify, or Gaana. Suno India produces a wide range of exclusive shows, ranging from current affairs to history, to children's stories, to climate change. But what brings all these podcasts together is the need to tell stories that are unheard or underreported. Do check out our podcast on sunoindia.in. As an independent platform, Suno India relies on you, our listeners, to bring to life stories that matter. Please consider supporting the work we do. Visit our website, sunoindia.in, for more information.